Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 6:40. It's Monday morning. It's a whole new day, whole new world, and it's time for a whole new news. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. They bought 15,000 lunches from their restaurant clients, giving local Bay Area restaurants much-needed financial support while enhancing employee safety. That's Fremont Bank, everyone.
Woo-hoo.
Okay, so we'll begin with a little rain fell over the weekend. Really windy, too.
We've got cold and clear
here right now, looking out the window and checking, you know, throughout the different directions of the house. I've got cold and clear with rain expected this week. So more rain coming. The problem with, and I didn't check to see if we got any or how much snow we got in Tahoe from whatever storm moved through, but I did check to see what it's going to be like coming up. And unfortunately, it looks like there's going to be rainfall and not snowfall.
Well, it is.
I hope I'm wrong. I hope the forecasts are wrong. These apps aren't excellent.
That's
so
true.
They tend to be
can't
wrong.
Agree.
So let's hope a bunch of snow will fall. Yeah. Don't forget, this week is Veterans. It's Veterans Day on Wednesday, so that's a big day of celebration here in the United States, where we honor people who serve. So, very important. The Biden-Harris ticket wins. That's the big news. They announced that. What was that? Was that Saturday?
Saturday morning was the first time. It could have happened overnight Friday, but Saturday morning was the first I heard of it.
So the Biden-Harris announcement comes, and of course, half the country celebrates, and the other half sues. So this Trump lawsuit thing, I am not a dude who's followed him, but I know enough about him to know lawsuits are his thing.
Yeah.
So you can expect that to go down. Over the weekend, I was so much looking forward to Saturday Night Live. We've already sort of touched on this, but I'll just sort of restate that the Notre Dame-Clemson game, which I should have been up on and known about and even been watching, because there it was in overtime. And all I could think is, hey, I had recorded SNL. I'm like, I'm supposed to be watching Dave Chappelle do his thing, and I'm watching. Actually, the end of the game turned out to be very exciting. Unfortunately, the fans in the stadium there at Notre Dame rushed the field, and there's your next super spreader event. Now, what? And I was looking, I was just reading about it to see what are they going to do, and or what can they even do, right?
Right.
One of the things is that the school has now stated no one gets to leave the fall semester until you've cleared a COVID test. The whole school, because of the rushing of the field, now they feel like these kids possibly have just spread this throughout the campus. And of course, the people in charge are like, we didn't say that was okay. Well,
look at that. That is a freaking, they're jumping up and down. They're just jumping over the walls. It's crazy.
No, they rushed the field in a way that is super unsafe. And from my couch when I was watching that, I just thought, that is so reckless. There's got to be some kind of penalty by that. But at least right now they're saying, look, we can't send kids home who've now been, you know, caught this. So that at the least is how they plan to keep them from bringing it home to their families. They'll test everyone before the semester end. Also real quick, Tom Brady who? Because he did not show up last night. I actually waited last night for that game. And went, they're getting killed. They're just killing the guy. It's like he didn't even come.
That was a fun game to watch.
I'm going to say that was kind of
a fun. What? Celebrate? Why would I? That would be mean. Kind of a fun game to watch, though. I kind of.
It wasn't a fun. That's. I like, you know, teasing you. That's kind of in my job title, but the truth is I just thought we were going to see maybe the best game of the season. You know, both teams are real good.
Sure.
They're both in the same division,
the
sort of rivalry
quarterbacks.
Thing.
I mean, it's
they're both highly, they both, I think they were both like it was Tampa Bay was 6-2 and New Orleans was 5-2. And then Tampa Bay just crapped the bed in front of everybody on national
like
TV.
Like hard. They kept just doing close ups on Tom Brady's face. He's all like, and then Gronk's like, what's going on? Why is everyone so sad? We usually joking around,
was...
ding dong on the sidelines, like doing, 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 doing.
The score was 38-3 and puts New Orleans in a tiebreaker position if they were to end up tied at the end of the season. New Orleans, I believe, has beat Tampa Bay twice now. So
they have, and they were saying that this is the first time in 19 seasons or something like that that he's ever been swept by a division team as a quarterback. As someone else in their division.
It wasn't pretty. So anyway, that happened on TV last night. And
that was
I had to just quit. I just turned it off and went, all right, well, I'm going to read or something because this is pathetic. So I mentioned when the National Toy Hall of Fame announced their finalists for their... I mean, this is kind of fun because it just reminds you of the stuff you used to play with or not. I don't know. But here... The finalists included Bingo, Briar. This is just, these are the finalists for the vote, not the ones that got in. Bingo, Briar Horses, Light Bright, He-Man Action Figures, My Little Pony, Risk, and the game Sorry. It looks like Tamagotchi and Yahtzee also were up for induction. And your winners are the new National Toy Hall of Fame announcees here, or Jenga is
Jenga.
In.
Only Jenga.
Sidewalk Chalk is in.
Okay, fine.
And Baby Nancy is in. Now, I don't like dolls. Well. I've never played with dolls, but I now am a doll guy. We have dolls in the house everywhere. Baby Nancy, from this explanation here, if you're not familiar, it was one of the first popular black dolls ever.
I think that
it debuted in 1968. And people behind the Hall of Fame say, quote, this toy made commercial and cultural breakthroughs and deserves to be here.
I think
so. I guess that's a picture of Baby Nancy. Yeah. I wouldn't even know. Oh, yeah, there it is.
When you first announced the nominees, I think we had this conversation because I remember going, I've never heard of Baby Nancy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
But that's,
anyway,
you know what?
That's cool. Jenga's
that's good.
Fun.
Good year for
Sidewalk
Baby
Chalk.
Nancy.
Fun.
Sure, all classics. Jenga, I'm kind of surprised.
Are you?
Just because I think of it as being newer, I guess.
I actually don't even think of Sidewalk Chalk as a toy, but, you know, okay.
Well, hopscotch, you know, you needed your Sidewalk Chalk in order to do that.
All right. Well, anyway, that's who gets in, so there's that.
Congratulations, toys.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts.
Fast facts.
Don't tease
this,
me. Just give it to me.
This first one is actually a crime. I just can't believe that this is the way it went. You tell me what you think.
All right.
Samuel L. Jackson only has one Oscar nomination in well over 100 films. He was nominated for Best Supporting Actor for Pulp Fiction in 1994. He lost to Martin Landau for Ed Wood.
Oh, really?
Like, what film?
I don't
do
even
you
remember.
Is,
I don't even.
Right,
I mean, I remember Ed Wood, but that's a Johnny Depp movie.
And Pulp Fiction's
isn't it?
Been watched and rewatched a million times, and Ed
so
Wood has
epic
gone
in
away.
That. Sam Jackson's epic in that movie.
Yep.
Like, he is, like, they're calling him, you know, the supporting actor, but what would that movie have been without him? I mean, come
he's
on.
Perfect.
He was perfect in that movie.
It's perfect. Yeah, it's so what a anyway, that's too bad.
Robbed. That is a crime, Vinny. I agree.
It's illegal to only own one guinea pig in Switzerland. Guinea pigs get lonely if they're alone. And so the law requires if you want a guinea pig, you have to get at least two.
Oh. Well, pets do get lonely. And especially once the joy of getting a new pet wears off and you stop, you know, you forget to feed it. You know, you need two squealing guinea pigs.
Well, the guinea pig too becomes that thing that you isn't as fun as you thought it might be.
Well, it's just a little animal, so it's only so long you can cuddle that.
Right.
Then it poops on you, and you're like, yeah, well, put that back in the cage. Ugh. And I got to clean that cage?
One last one. Shell Oil Company got the name Shell because when it started in 1833, it was a store that sold imported seashells.
Really?
It didn't get into the oil business for another 50 years.
Wow.
Shell.
They sold shells.
They sold shells, and that's how they got their name. How do you like that?
She sells seashells.
Are you gonna do tongue twisters? Go.
Isn't that it? She sells seashells down by the seashore. I can't even do it. It's too early.
It's too she early for what?
For tongue twisters.
Tongue twisters. All right. Let me see what I want to do next.
Seashells.
This is surprising, actually.
All right.
And not going to be fixed anytime soon. There are, according to a new survey of Americans between 11 and 24 years old, 54% say they've never seen a cow in real life.
Really?
That means
inescapable in my childhood.
Right, but a young generation not seeing them. Here are some other things that large numbers of young people have never done. 43% have never gone camping or even hiking.
Those are life's simple pleasures.
Almost 30% of kids between 11 and 24, is that what it? Yeah, but 11 and 24 have never seen the sunrise.
It's early.
It is early, but you'd think that you'd...
But kids get up so early.
I don't know,
never
but I feel
sunrise?
Like...
sunrise?
I'm going to have to wake my kid up one of these days and make sure she sees that. Like, this is, you got
to
see
this. I mean, did they not go to school? Like, in the winter, you're up before the sun rises, and then you go to school, and the sun is...
Don't ask of me. Almost 30% of kids 11 to 24 have never seen the sunrise.
That's the most bizarre thing you've ever told me.
19% have never cooked a meal from scratch. 15% never left the state where they were born.
Oh.
From 11 to 24, haven't been out of the state. I actually think that shows that most have then, and that's good news.
Yes. Yeah, certainly the higher percentage have left, thank God.
13% have never put something in the mail.
That's not as surprising as some of the other ones.
No, I mean, email sort of took over in a big way, and even though I think we even used to do exercises where you'd pen pal with a kid from some other state or whatever. Yeah. I think that's sort of long gone by, right?
Well, I like to send handwritten thank you notes for things, so I make my kids do that, so they have. But usually I address it and stamp it for them. And then one time I said, here's the address, put that on there. And I looked back at oh, so no one ever showed you how to address an envelope. The stamp's like just randomly in the middle of the thing, and they've written the name along the top. I'm like, what is this? What is happening here? Didn't you have a pen pal?
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple things you guys sent us. 415 says, what up, S&V? Longtime listener with my Sausalita to Alameda commute.
Whoa.
Now I'm a ski patroller up in Tahoe. We got anywhere from 4 to 10 inches up here in Tahoe of snow. Already overcrowded, though, with the school system seeing 400-plus new kids enrolled this semester. Mm. Love you guys.
Mm.
Wow.
They say a lot of people who had second homes in Tahoe have moved there because they're working from home, and they're like, why would we stay here when we could go be alone in Tahoe?
Yeah.
It turns out less alone than they thought they would be.
That is a trip. And cool, I think.
Sure.
So...
That is quite a jump in enrollment in schools. That's a lot.
Backbeat in Santa Clara, Sarah.
Backbeat. Thank God. I knew
that's
it was
the
something.
Place. It was purple, and it was in a strip mall, and that's the place. We did a bunch of events there.
We did, and we would get there early and eat like the Quiznos or something that was right next door to it in the strip. funny.
I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Alex Trebek, Al Roker, and more bad news for Johnny Depp after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.